Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. In the 14th chapter of the book of Romans, and we continue our study of that book, the Apostle Paul is talking about a responsibility that Christians have, a responsibility of one toward the other. He has been talking about various associations that the Christian has. And in the previous chapter, he had talked about the relationship of the Christian and civil government. But now he dwells upon the theme that we are brethren in Christ, and he's talking now to the Christian. And he talks about how that the stronger must not despise the weaker, and the weaker should not despise the stronger. After all, they're brethren. And we should not be judging one another on matters that really don't matter. And he used to illustrate that point about the subject of the eating of meat. Whether one ate meat or did not eat meat, it was not right or wrong either way. Therefore, we should certainly not be judging one another and condemning one another over a matter of indifference or something that really doesn't pertain to the kingdom of God at all. And he raises this point in verse 4 of the 14th chapter. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth, yea, he shall be holden up. For God is able to make him stand. Now what Paul is pointing out here, Christians are not masters one over the other. God is our master. Christians are servants of God. And servants are not given the prerogative but to be judging one another. That must be left up to the master, which is Almighty God. Therefore, it is not our prerogative to condemn the servant of whom we are not the master. Now, keep in mind the context of these things that he's talking about are matters of indifference, not matters of doctrine, not matters of faith, of morals, or your conduct, where there is a right and a wrong. These are words that are talking about things that really don't matter. And it would be disorderly for the strong to look upon the weak with contempt, and the weak to look that way upon the stronger. And Paul illustrates this with another matter. In verse 5, he begins, one man esteemeth one day above another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth unto the Lord. He that regardeth not the day, for to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not, to the Lord eateth not, and giveth God thanks. Now let's look at the illustration that Paul is using here, and we want to be patient in our understanding because this is not easily grasped when we read these words. We want to see what Paul is talking about, how that Christians are to treat one another, and to show that we are to be tolerant and patient toward each other, and especially is this true in matters that really don't matter. Now he uses as an illustration, one man may well count one day of some special concern to him, while another man may not count that day so important. It would not be unusual that a Jewish convert might still consider, for instance, the Sabbath day of some significance because he had observed it all the days of his life, and after all, his forefathers had looked upon it as in a special light for over 1,500 years. And he is not likely to drop the feelings about that day immediately upon becoming a Christian, but he may even know that he's not bound to observe that day anymore, because after all, that law had been nailed to the cross. But Paul says, let us not be judging one another. He's not saying make religious holy days. These things are characteristic of the former law. He is not saying to ignore the assembly on the first day of the week. He is simply saying here's a man that takes a certain day for certain purposes for himself, and he does it to his own service to God. Well, let him do that. For instance, if a man has, say, let's take up a Wednesday morning's prayer for himself. He's talking about a private man. He comes to consider this a very special time to himself, and he observes that. Well, he has a right to do that, but he does not have the right to impose that upon others. He does not have the right to make that a law, as if it was the law of God that everybody's got to do just exactly like he does on Wednesday morning. So he doesn't have that right. So what Paul is teaching here, let each be convinced in his own mind, in his own heart, as to what he does. But let's not go beyond that and try to bind things upon Christian brethren that God has not bound. And the reason that Paul is teaching all of this, he emphasizes in verse 7 through 9. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the living and the dead. You see, the Christian realizes that he does not live alone. And he realizes that he does not live his life in a vacuum and without the influencing of other people, and other people influencing him. We do not live apart from God, and we do not live apart from our brethren. And we must at all times be mindful of our responsibilities, not only to all people, but especially our brethren, and our influence upon brethren. We must always remember we all belong to God and are his if we be Christians. We are God's property and ought always to do what God pleases. It was for this purpose that we could live for God and please God. Christ died, was raised from the dead, so that we can be pleasing to God. And once in Christ, we must realize we have influence upon those of our brethren and our brethren upon us. And we must not make laws and make judgments one against the other on these matters such as the eating of meat or having special times that are important to one another. Now, he is certainly not saying ignore the first day of the week. He's not saying making holy days binding upon the whole church. That's not what he's talking about. We have certain personal privileges in Christ, and we ought not condemn one another for exercising these principles. And he reasons, beginning with verse 10, But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Paul tells us something here, friend, we must always keep in mind. There is coming the day of judgment. There is coming the time when we stand before God and God will judge us according to the way that we have lived our lives and our response to the petition of Jesus Christ. And therefore it is not up to us to be judging one another. We leave that altogether up to God. And we must live in such a fashion that we confess God to the world. There's coming that day when everyone's going to confess. You know, those who do not believe that Jesus is the Christ, there's coming a time when they're going to believe whether they want to or not. those who will not confess Christ, there's coming the time when they're going to confess Christ or not, because we are accountable to God. And since that is true, we ought to be busy doing all in our power to be able to give a good account unto God. Paul says we're going to be judged. In verse 13, he says, "Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge rather this." Now, what is it that we need to keep in mind? That no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's path. That's the association that we have in Christians. You see, Christians are to help one another get to heaven. They ought to be a help, not a hindrance. We don't want to do anything that will be a stumbling block for somebody that will cause them to abandon the faith. We do our best to help them. And with every obstacle that the Christians face, they ought to have the help of their brethren to overcome those obstacles. Paul teaches that the Christian needs to be careful, never to be a hindrance, always to be a help. Don't judge and condemn one another over matters that don't matter, such as the eating of meats, such as having individual, private, special days of observance that you want to observe in your own life. That's perfectly all right, and it should be acceptable, and we ought to accept one another that we can do that. And in verse 14, he says, "I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably? Destroy not him with meat, for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Now, Paul is still discussing wherein we need to be tolerant and charitable, especially toward the weak. Paul is not saying here that if a man thinks a sinful thing is not sinful, then it's clean. But if he thinks it's sinful, and he does that which it may be right in itself and is not sinful, it's sinful to him to do that which he thinks is sinful. It's not unclean of itself. The point is that if in anything it is not unclean, someone thinks it be unclean, to him he should not do that. Because why? He would be violating his own conscience. And the violating of one's conscience and the violation of one's own convictions, certainly that is wrong to do. One cannot be honest if he deliberately does something that he's convinced is wrong. And if he thinks it's wrong and does it anyway, then he has done wrong, even if that which he has done is not wrong of itself. He must never violate what he believes to be right. Now, that doesn't mean a thing is right just because he thinks it's right. It means that he should not violate his conscience over anything that he thinks he ought not do. We're going to talk more about this particular point in our next week's lessons. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.